Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio mental health wellness for the Imperial Valley, Mexicali Valley. May is Mental Health Month. We're at the end of the month. We're doing a great show on obsessive compulsive disorder today with Dr. Alamgir Ibrahim. I've said it five different ways, so eventually I'm going to get it right.
I'm going to let it go this time. Deep breathing, relaxation. My therapist taught me that.
Yeah, I'm already at the point where I'm just going to throw it out there and let fate take it to the winds. Uh-huh. Wellness radio at co.imperial.ca.us is the email address for this show. So, and it's printed on all of our print materials. So if you ever want to ask Dr. Ibrahim some interesting question about OCD, you're fascinated by this, right?
To some extent, yes. Yes, I am. It fascinates me on how guarded it is, how concrete it can be, and what fascinates me most about it is its treatment.
So you're like Captain Ahab. OCD is like the white whale, and you're out chasing it. Okay. No, not that bad. Let's hope not.
Anyway.
No, but it is a fascinating disorder, and just something that, I mean, something that was part of our parlance for so many years. And now we're coming back and saying, hey, wait a minute. This is a brain triggering, repetitive behavior. It's rare for a disorder to be picked up and put into a different category this late in the game. So it's really, from that standpoint alone, very interesting.
Yes.
Right.
True.
So we were talking a little bit on the break about probably people aren't going to self-recognize, especially children, obsessive compulsive disorder if it's affecting them. So what gets them into a clinic, and then once they're in the clinic, how do we begin to professionally determine that this is the disorder? Is distress and an unhappy life, is that good enough reason to come in for mental health assessment?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, if you are experiencing distress, you know, I mean, that's a reason to come in. In particular specifically to obsessive compulsive and related disorders, what you see is sometimes the reason they come in is because someone else notices something. If you see someone pulling out their hair, and you see a bald spot, obviously you're going to get, notice that and send it. Or if you see someone's hands are all red and chapped out, you're going to notice that. So some of these people you're going to be seeing because, you know, someone else sends them.
Now those two, it's interesting because those two examples don't automatically flash mental health problem. The bald spots
I would
kind
say
of like,
that's,
well, they do to you. I mean,
yeah,
you're a psychiatrist,
they do to you.
Right? But I'm thinking, you know, okay, if I see a little kid with a child, nine-year-old, let's use that onset age, with a bald spot, maybe they just were like playing with the scissors. You know, I'm not sure that I would immediately alert on that.
True.
And red chapped hand is even.
True. Well, but red chapped hands
wear
can
gloves
be somewhat,
when you do dishes, you know?
can be somewhat painful also. Or, I mean, you know, you're spending half of your day doing something completely odd and dysfunctional at school when your teachers want you to be doing your work. Or you're at your desk in your IT lab or wherever you're working, and you're spending half of your time, you know, stacking your books this way and stacking your books in order in lines and moving them around.
And your boss is asking why you haven't gotten your job.
So maybe your boss wants you fired now unless you get a mental health assessment.
Nice. That would be a kind boss. That would be, you know, asking to get an assessment first. And then, you know, suggesting.
And, you know, we work for a kind organization. So at least here, at least we believe in that.
So something is going wrong in your life. You're not successful at school. You're not successful at work. You're not even eating dinner because you're busy washing your hands.
Right. So sometimes you have them come in for something, a very specific question. But more than half the time, that's not going to be the case. They'll be coming in for just general distress, for depression, for anxiety, for some kind of, you know, or ADHD for that matter, or tics.
Especially with kids. Doesn't everything almost sometimes look a little bit like attention deficit? Because if you're lost on something you're worried about, like my hands are dirty, you're not focusing, you're not concentrating,
right?
And all of a sudden you're in ADHD land, also,
right? And you want to get out of your chair and go and wash your hands, and so you're antsy.
Oh,
the chair.
And now you're not staying in your seat.
Now you're not.
That's another check mark, huh?
Exactly.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.